Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ Is All Ministries. What can both brighten your day and bring your relationship with God to greater heights? Discover the life-preserving power of gratitude. There is power in being thankful to God. The more we give thanks with sincerity, the more we realize just how much God has already done, which gives us hope that He will do even more. Cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving and graciousness, and keep it flowing every day in your life. If you can manage to be thankful in every situation, really believing that God is working everything out for your good, you will end up with victory every single time. In today's message, titled, Living a Life of Gratitude, Evangelist Paul Akwa shares how to release God's power by being thankful for all the great things in your life. Learn how sharing thankfulness to God can create an encompassing atmosphere of His goodness that you can live in anytime, everywhere you go. Let's join in.
Living a life of gratitude means being thankful or showing appreciation or praising God. What's the reason people are showing no gratitude in the last days? Why are people so unthankful? If you will stop and look around, it's not like there isn't enough to be thankful for. God has done so much for us, but sometimes it's easy to forget. It's easy to lose sight that all good things come from God. Here is a verse of scripture that really goes along with that idea. Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 17 that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. This is a wonderful statement. God never changes. That means He will always give us good things. It's hard to be thankful for something you don't remember. That's the reason, because people tend to forget what God has done. It takes effort to remember. That's why Bible says in Psalm 103 that forget not all His benefits. God gives more benefits than any system or anybody in this world. It's so important to take note of that. Let me read to you a few verses of Psalm 103. It goes like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. These are just few verses. You can read the whole psalm for yourself. Hallelujah. But with all these benefits, it's easy to forget the Lord. We can see a clear example of this in the Old Testament. Let me read you a few. Bible says in Judges chapter 8 verse 34 that thus the children of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them from the hands of all their enemies on every side. You see, they forgot about God, about His mercies and power, and about His deliverance. They forgot His works and His wonders that He had shown them, marvelous things He did in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. So holding back our gratitude to God, I tell you, is pride. You may not notice that, but it is. If we forget what God has done, something else we should watch out for is pride. It's so important. We are focused on self. That will get in the way of acknowledging and thanking God, because we think everything is coming from our strength, our wisdom, our resources, and so on. And that is pride. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 that what do you have that you did not receive? That's a question. Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? That's what the Bible is saying. Every good thing and every perfect gift comes from God. So if we are not acknowledging that, then pride will set in. It takes a humble heart to show gratitude to God, to be thankful to God, to praise God. Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. That means doing it when I feel like it or when I don't. Living a life of gratitude is not only the most enjoyable way to live, but it's also one of the most powerful ways to change your life. Remember what God has done in your life. Humble yourself and thank him. It's a lovely thing to do. Express your gratitude to God. Expressing gratitude is about showing your heartfelt appreciation to God, being grateful or being thankful. God wants us to practice gratitude every day. So he says, rejoice always. He says, pray without ceasing. He says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. You see? So God is saying, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So this is a responsibility to which we are all commanded to take. Expressing gratitude will help you to start being more grateful and appreciative of the things God has done in your life. Every good and perfect thing comes from God. So let me say it this way, if it is good, it's from God, and if it is bad, it's not from God. Try to remember good things, look for them, appreciate them. Delight in them and really pay attention to those good things that God has done. But everything God has done in your life is good because he is a good God. It is always important to have an attitude of thankfulness, attitude of showing gratitude, attitude of praising God and giving glory to his name. Express your gratitude to God or thank him for who he is, what he has done, and what he is about to do. Showing gratitude is very important to God. Expressing your gratitude to God makes things happen. I'm telling you, it affects you, it affects God, and it destroys the work of the devil. Please remember this, that gratitude will affect you, and it touches everything and every part of your life. Likewise, lack of gratitude affects you in a negative way. Lack of gratitude will turn the devil loose in your life and will not bless God. It's so important. Don't be like those lepers who are described in the 17th chapter of the book of Luke. Having been healed by Jesus, only one returned to give thanks to God. Let me read you the account in Luke chapter 17 from verse 11. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Hallelujah. Verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed?" That's a question. "Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" That's what Jesus was asking. Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Another translation says, "Your faith has made you whole." Your faith isn't complete without gratitude, my friend. Bible says in Colossians 2:7 that you abound in faith with thanksgiving. No thanksgiving equals not abounding in faith. So you can remember with this short account that I read from Luke chapter 17 that there were 10 lepers, but only one returned to give thanks, and that he was the one who received not just the physical healing, but the salvation of his soul. So he was able to get healing in his spirit, in his body, in his soul. Because Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Go your way. You see, unbelievers are like the 9 lepers who receive anything and everything good from God, but render him absolutely no thanks. On the other hand, we are commanded to thank him, to show our gratitude to him, to show appreciation to him in everything. That's what the Bible commands us to do. There are moments when we naturally, right there and then, will just feel filled with gratitude. These are moments when you say to yourself, oh wow, this is amazing. Oh, how great this is. But what about those times when things don't seem to go your way? Well, the Bible says, be in gratitude at all times. Be thankful all the time in everything. The believer operates in a completely different world, a completely different realm. We can show gratitude always because of what we know to be true about God and his plan for us. And we can be thankful in everything for the very same reason. Nearly everyone agrees that thanksgiving is good. Showing gratitude is good. But very few feel any responsibility to express their gratitude to God when they don't feel like it. They think that thanksgiving or showing gratitude is just a response to what happens, and that if everything goes right, they will automatically do it. That is definitely not the case. Don't let circumstances control how you express your gratitude to God. That would be a problem for you. Don't do that. The Apostle Paul gave us a great example of this. He had a vision from God that he was supposed to go and minister to people in Macedonia. Even though Paul and his co-worker Silas had a divine mandate from God to go and minister there, everything didn't go perfectly. Within just a few days, they were beaten and thrown in the west part of the prison with their feet and hands in stocks. You can read the account in Acts chapter 16. But the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They were in a terrible situation, but they still expressed their gratitude by praising God. The Bible says the prisoners were so blessed by Paul and Silas that when an earthquake came and the prison doors were opened and all the chains fell off, none of them escaped. You see? That's how showing gratitude would really render God's mercies and bring the miraculous to you. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the time to do so, else you will never have a thankful heart and be able to appreciate what God is doing. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.